Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Falcon and the Snowman by Robert Lindsay is a non-fiction narrative about two young men whose friendship and restless ambition pull them into one of the most notorious espionage cases in modern American history. Set against the anxious backdrop of the Cold War, the book follows the unlikely path from privileged drifting youth to the high-stakes world of intelligence secrets, surveillance, and betrayal. Lindsay frames the story with the momentum of a thriller, while grounding it in the real institutions and pressures of the era, including the allure of money, the thrill of clandestine operations, and the consequences of moral shortcuts. More than a crime account, it examines how personal insecurity and a desire for significance can become gateways to catastrophic decisions. By focusing on the human relationships behind the headlines, the book offers a sobering look at how ordinary lives can collide with global politics and leave irreversible damage in their wake. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, friendship as the gateway to espionage. A central element of the story is the relationship between the two young men and how their bond shapes the choices that follow. Rather than presenting espionage as the domain of seasoned operatives, the narrative emphasizes how interpersonal influence, loyalty, and shared dissatisfaction can become the real recruiting tools. The friendship operates as a private world where risky ideas feel normal and where doubt can be overridden by the need to belong. Lindsay explores how uneven maturity, different motivations, and shifting power dynamics affect their decisions as the stakes rise. What begins as camaraderie and mutual reinforcement gradually turns into a mechanism for escalation, where each step makes the next one easier to justify. The book highlights how people often rationalize wrongdoing, not only through ideology or greed, but through relational pressure and the desire to maintain a shared identity. By tracing the progression from youthful drift to deliberate betrayal, the story shows that the path into espionage can be less about a single dramatic turning point and more about a sequence of compromises made in the presence of someone you trust. This focus makes the case feel unsettlingly plausible. Secondly, Cold War context and the seduction of secrets. The book gains much of its tension from the broader Cold War environment, where intelligence was treated as a decisive weapon and information carried enormous value. Lindsay depicts a period marked by suspicion, ideological rivalry, and a belief that hidden knowledge could shift geopolitical balances. In that climate, secrets become seductive, not just for their monetary worth, but for the status and adrenaline they seem to provide. The narrative clarifies why classified material is so tightly controlled and how lapses in judgment can have consequences far beyond the individuals involved. It also illustrates how the mythology of espionage, the idea of being an insider in a shadow world, can appeal to people searching for purpose or excitement. Against this backdrop, the protagonist's actions are not portrayed as abstract treason, but as a collision between personal motives and a system built on trust, compartmentalization, and constant vigilance. Lindsay uses the era to show how a society under strategic pressure can generate both opportunity and vulnerability, and how adversaries exploit not only technology and tradecraft, but also human weakness. The Cold War setting, therefore, functions as more than scenery. It is the atmosphere that makes risky choices feel momentarily thrilling and tragically consequential. Thirdly, how information is stolen and sold. A major thread in the book is the practical reality of espionage, the mundane steps, the improvisation, and the repeated testing of boundaries that allow sensitive information to be removed, copied, and transferred. Lindsay describes how access can be leveraged through proximity to institutions, lax oversight, or the assumption that insiders are safe. The story highlights that many security failures do not come from cinematic break-ins, but from routine environments where people become complacent. It also emphasizes the logistics of turning secrets into cash or leverage, including arranging contact, communicating intent, and maintaining plausible deniability. The narrative shows that tradecraft can be surprisingly simple when the human element is weak. Yet it becomes dangerous because each successful attempt increases confidence and raises the scale of betrayal. The book further underscores that selling information is not a single act but a process that creates its own momentum, involving risk management, negotiation, and psychological hardening. Importantly, Lindsay frames these mechanics alongside the fragility of the perpetrator's situation, where mistakes, ego, or panic can unravel everything. By focusing on methods rather than glamour, the account conveys a realistic sense of how espionage can occur in plain sight, and why counterintelligence must anticipate both sophisticated adversaries and impulsive amateurs. Fourthly, investigation, counterintelligence, and capture. The story also examines the response of law enforcement and intelligence agencies as suspicion grows and the net tightens. Lindsay portrays investigation as a patient, detail-oriented effort shaped by bureaucratic constraints, interagency coordination challenges, and the need to protect sources and methods. This is not simply a chase. It is an incremental process of connecting anomalies, verifying leads, and building a case that can withstand scrutiny. The book highlights how counterintelligence work often depends on understanding behavior patterns, noticing inconsistencies, and exploiting the small errors that occur when individuals attempt to maintain secrecy under pressure. It also conveys the high stakes of timing. Move too soon and you may lose a broader network. Wait too long and more damage may be done. Through the unfolding pursuit, readers see how systems react when trust is broken and how investigators balance national security concerns with legal procedures. Lindsay pays attention to the psychological aspect as well, showing how fear, overconfidence, and conflicting loyalties can influence the suspect's decisions as they sense danger. The capture becomes the culmination of both human miscalculation and institutional persistence, demonstrating that espionage is not only about stealing secrets, but also about the long, often unseen effort to detect and stop it. Lastly, consequences, morality, and the cost of betrayal. Beyond the operational details, the book is fundamentally about consequences, personal, legal, and societal. Lindsay explores how choices made for money, excitement, or validation can produce cascading harm, compromised intelligence, endangered lives, and damaged trust in institutions. The narrative pushes readers to consider moral responsibility in a world where actions can have invisible victims and delayed repercussions. It also examines the aftermath for the individuals involved, including the collapse of their self-narratives and the realization that the thrill of secrecy does not translate into long-term control. In this sense, the story becomes a cautionary study of rationalization. Small ethical concessions accumulate until the individuals are trapped by their own history, unable to return to ordinary life without exposure. Lindsay also draws attention to the collateral damage to families, communities, and the credibility of organizations that depend on discretion and integrity. By treating the protagonists as complex people rather than caricatures, the book encourages reflection on how ambition and insecurity can distort judgment. The cost of betrayal is shown not only in sentencing and public scandal, but in the permanent reshaping of identity and relationships. The result is a sobering reminder that espionage is rarely victimless and that the true price is paid long after the transaction is complete. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy true crime, Cold War history, intelligence and counterintelligence stories, and character-driven nonfiction that explains how real people end up in extraordinary trouble. It will also appeal to anyone interested in the psychology of risk, the dynamics of peer influence, and the ways institutions succeed or fail at protecting sensitive information. The benefit to the reader lies in its clear demonstration that life-changing outcomes often come from incremental decisions rather than one dramatic leap. By showing how rationalizations form and how pressure builds, the narrative offers practical insight into judgment, ethics, and accountability that applies well beyond espionage. Compared with many spy books that lean heavily on gadgets, ideology, or heroic framing, this account stands out for its grounded focus on human motives and the realistic consequences of betrayal. It reads with the pace of a thriller while remaining anchored in a documented case, making it both engaging and instructive. For buyers comparing similar titles, its distinctive value is the combination of personal relationship drama, procedural investigation detail, and historical context, delivered in a way that keeps the moral questions front and center rather than treating espionage as entertainment alone. If you would like to support Robert Lindsay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.